We're talking today with Madeline Gerking. Madeline is our national officer candidate for the state of Oklahoma for the 2020 National FFA Convention. A little bit of a different convention this year, a different look. We're not going to be in Indianapolis, but rather in the case of a lot of these things, including the national officer selection process, virtual. Madeline, thank you for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in FFA. How did you get started in FFA?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Ron, so much for having me. Like you said, my name is Madeline Gerken, and I hail from the great town of Kingfisher, Oklahoma. FFA means a lot in our town. And so my parents actually started my involvement in FFA. My mom served as a state officer for the state of Kansas, and my dad was an ag teacher for 4 years. When I was 7 years old, I got to go to my very first state FFA convention, and I saw Travis Knightman driving on a tractor playing Amarillo Sky, and I mean, I was hooked. That's where my first goal to be a state officer came from when I was 7 years old. And mm-hmm. So I knew when it was my time to get involved in FFA, that was something that I absolutely wanted to do. And so as an eighth grader, I'd seen my older sister go through FFA. I'd mm-hmm. seen what her supervised agricultural experience looked like and her experience and friendships through the FFA. And I knew that zipping up this blue corduroy jacket was something that I was really excited to do. And so starting right in the eighth grade, got involved with speeches, parliamentary procedure. I'd been livestock judging with Mr. Burns, one of our advisors, for mm-hmm. several years before that, but finally got a chance to do it as an FFA member. And then from there, just getting to meet a lot of my really close friends, getting to meet my state officer teammates and serving on a team with them. And I think all of those combined really fueled my passion run for national office.
Tell me a little bit about your actually involvement in FFA as far as some of the things you actually did and your SAE as well.
Yes, sir. So I did mention some of the career development events mm-hmm. that I was involved in. It was prepared public speaking, starting from – I mean, we started at the AFR OFU speech contest, mm-hmm. I think, when I was a third grader. Miss Burns, the other advisor for the Kingfisher mm-hmm. FFA chapter, she did a great job helping me prepare for that. So I was involved in prepared public speaking as an FFA member, parliamentary procedure, both – it used to be called junior, so junior Parley Pro and senior mm-hmm. Parley Pro, as well as livestock judging. Getting to compete in all three of those at a national level was something right. that was extremely exciting, and Mr. and Mrs. Burns prepared us for that as well.
Right.
And so my supervised agricultural experience, I grew up on a ranch in northwest Oklahoma. We've got cows, and we also have a variety of different crops. And so when it came time to decide an SAE, diversified agriculture was the way to go. Mm-hmm. And so we've got, for my SAE personally, I included my purebred Angus herd of about 30 cows and calves, marketing and selling, but also just working on embryo transfer and having a herd of my own, as well as the different crops being wheat, triticale, alfalfa, sorghum sedan grass, and teff grass. Those were the crops that were focused in on my diversified agricultural SAE. And then we also have a 90-foot greenhouse at my house, wow. which is really crazy. And so my SAE included over 14,000 pansies in that greenhouse, as well as a variety of vegetables and fruits.
And how'd you market those, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, we market them at a farmer's market, but also just going to banks and going to the FSA office. Kingfisher is a small town, mm-hmm. and we've got a lot of great community members. And so just asking people at our church or going into the banks, going into Pioneer Telephone, I mean, it's just a great opportunity to market to small communities or small companies within Kingfisher.
And I guess, well, you had a lot of different opportunities to do so, get involved in various speech activities. I know I remember talking to you once or twice within the beef competition each June, and
yes,
your family was involved with that particular contest, the beef ambassador competition.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of things I know that you've done over the years. Tell me a little bit about your experience as a state officer.
Yes, sir. Well, you mentioned Masters of Beef Advocacy, and I think everything that I did leading up to being a state officer was preparing me for that. And so, like I said, the goal for running for state office started when I was seven. And so my senior year of high school, when it was time to run, mm-hmm. I I willingly jumped into that pool of candidates, and I said, this is something I want to do. I want to serve our organization. Throughout the years, the Oklahoma FFA Association has poured into me, and it was my time to give back to FFA members. And mm-hmm. So I remember standing there with my teammates, some of my future teammates and those candidates, and hearing my name called. That was the most exciting thing in my life that night. Couldn't sleep. I was so excited. Oh, my goodness. And then getting to serve as a state officer and being face-to-face with 27,000 Oklahoma FFA members was absolutely incredible. I think the really unique thing about Oklahoma FFA is we're relatively a pretty small state. But on the national FFA level, we're fourth in membership, mm-hmm. and it shows how good our ag teachers are and how good and how dedicated our students are within our state association. And so serving as a state officer was incredible.
Right. As you obviously served, you have kind of run into the pandemic and the fact that we've had to turn a lot of things virtual within all aspects of life, including FFA.
Yes, sir.
You know, how's that been? How's that impacted your ability to serve?
Well, I will say, you know, being virtual, it's not easy. There are things that you miss out, like human interaction. I think it's prevalent as leaders and as students in this organization. That's something we crave. But it's really cool because we get to reach a whole new population of students or of people that maybe want to have the opportunity to experience that. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's an FFA member who doesn't have an FFA jacket, so they can't go to MFE or they can't go to ALD. But now that we're virtual, we can have that experience still face-to-face where the FFA member can join, whether they have an FFA jacket or not,
right.
Whether they have the points to come or not. They can still log on or click on. And like the National FFA, their slogan essentially for this convention is a convention for all, because we're reaching a whole new population of students that maybe can't drive to Indianapolis, or maybe if they're on one of our provinces, maybe they can't drive, or maybe they can't fly all the way to Indy, but we're reaching a whole new set of students. And so while, yes, the virtual platform is challenging, I think more than anything, it's exciting.
Right.
I will say I'm excited to get to be face-to-face with students one of these days.
Right. One of these days for sure. Let's talk a little bit about your decision to, take it to that next level and represent Oklahoma as a national officer candidate. This is something you have to be chosen, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So within Oklahoma, and it's the same for every state, if you have more than one candidate, they usually do a selection process. This year, I was the only candidate for Oklahoma that was interested in running. So I talked to Mr. Lucas, our state FFA executive secretary. I talked to him last November, I think, and I told him, I said, hey, I'm really interested in running. This is something I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me know. Please let me know later down the road what I need to do. And he said, well, May 12th will be the day that things need to be submitted. And so I called him and I told him, I was like, May 12th? I was like, hey, I'm in it. I'm ready. What do you need? And he was like, I'll get back to you. And 2 weeks later, he gave me a phone call and he said, you're the candidate for Oklahoma. And I was very excited.
All right. So you know you're now the candidate at that point. The process of getting ready gets underway, and you know, not knowing initially at first what the convention might look like at that point, but of course now we know it is a virtual event. What have you done to try to be ready to represent the state?
Yes, sir. So we started in June,
mm-hmm.
And June was when I heard about the candidacy, and now here we are in October. And so from June to October, I spent a large amount of time just preparing. And so that looks like reading articles, making a lot of phone calls to a variety of different people. I've talked to educators, legislators, farmers and ranchers, just people who are willing just mm-hmm. to share some knowledge about what it's like to be in the industry and what role FFA and agricultural education has on our industry and our livelihood as agriculturalists. And so my primary focus I'm not trying to know everything, but I am trying to know a little bit about everything. And so I've learned a lot.
Now, you know, when you think about being a national officer, potentially, what interests you? Why do you want to be one of those six national officers?
Yes, sir. Well, I was... That now that you ask that, I was My sophomore year, so it was my sophomore year of college. It was my first time out of this blue jacket in 6 years. And I took that year off. I decided not to run for state FFA president because I wanted to have that year just to be removed and see how I could serve outside of the FFA organization. Mm-hmm. And during that year, I realized I was missing something, and that was being involved with students and what that looked like being in this FFA jacket. So I think there was actually one day I was driving down the road and I was listening to a Christian radio station called K-Love, and they had a segment come on and it was called Give a Man a Fish. And the specific line was, if you give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, you'll feed him for the rest of your life. And as I was driving home, that quote just kept popping up in my head, and I realized that it's very similar to what we do within the FFA.
Right.
In the classroom, when we give FFA members and students that 50 minutes to an hour of knowledge, we're feeding them for that day. But within FFA, what we do is we apply it through supervised agricultural experiences, and we apply it in the classroom and through FFA activities, and we're feeding our students for the rest of their lives. And I think, and when we talk about the future of agriculture, and we talk about the future of the United States and the generation that's coming up, being Generation Z, I think it's so exciting because of what we're doing in our classrooms and what we're doing within our organization. As a national officer, I want to be able to ask students to embrace their role as FFA members, because that wasn't necessarily something that I did. I grew up, like I said, I grew up on a ranch, but being the farmer's daughter was not always cool. It wasn't something that I always loved. I remember telling my parents, like, when I get the chance, I will move to Tulsa or Oklahoma City. I was like, I won't come back, but I can't wait for the day when I get to. And I missed out on a huge chance being in high school with my peers and with my friends and classmates, getting to tell them about our industry and our organization. And so I want to have students embrace their role where they're at. And as a national officer, I think you have such a unique opportunity to be with businessmen and be with students, asking them to do that.
Within this time period that you've been an FFA member, we've had a couple of national officers from the state of Oklahoma. I'm sure that you've relied on them, or you've picked their brains for some information, some knowledge, some inspiration.
Yes, sir. I have. Piper Merritt and Ridge Hubanks have been incredible people to talk to. I had breakfast with Ridge the other morning, and I talked with Piper last night. But I think more than anything, those two individuals are absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. Got, of course, quite a schedule that you'll be going through.
Yes, sir.
If you're in that first cut, you know, the reduction, of course, of half of those that are running this year for national office virtually. You know, how long do you have to wait? When will they actually make the announcement of who the new officer team will be this year?
They will make that announcement October 29th, which is within the 2 weeks. It'll be a Thursday.
Okay, and that'll be, of course, kind of the wrap up or at the end of the 2020 National Virtual Convention, right?
Yes, sir. It'll be the evening session.
Okay. Well, we wish you well, and we're most certainly excited to have you representing Oklahoma here at the 2020 national meeting.
Thank you.
We're talking with Madeline Gerken, a national FFA officer candidate from the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.